Cause that's the bottom line.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the return of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. On today's show, UK football. Don't tell me about the labor pains, just show me the baby. UK basketball, playing games we can't bet on. The Reds get a roll of stamps and mail one in on Sunday. At least we have a date for Urban Meyer's firing. Peyton Manning at it again. Is Mark Stoops the worst coach of the SEC? We've got numbers to prove it. And our Mac Daddy Stogie Picks return with a Monday Night Baseball dog. So let's go.
They're off.
She's Asian, she's loose, and she's fat. I hit the trifecta.
If you've mastered the art of win, place, and show wagers, let's try a trifecta.
Creating a trifecta of joint smoking power.
It's the trifecta, the top three stories in local sports here in Lexington. And believe me, this time of year, you're grasping for anything you can get your hands on locally. UK Football Media Day last Friday. A lot of pomp and circumstance, talking about depth charts and defensive schemes and throwing and running and who cares. Tell me who your quarterback is, brother. You can't do it, can you? Apparently the competition is between a guy named Gunnar Hoke, although it's spelled Gunnar, and another guy named Terry Wilson. Our friends out in the desert say Kentucky will have a win total this year of 5.5. You could go over or under that, a little bit of juice on the under. So that should tell you right now, Kentucky, not exactly a cinch to make a bowl. So you can talk all about how UK's recruited well, how they have more and better players than they had back in the day, how they can finally compete with the big boys of the SEC. But until you show me something at quarterback, and I mean anything at quarterback, I'm going to be down on this team this year, and so should you, because now that they don't have a quarterback, everything's up in the air. The only reason Mark Stoops has a job today is because Steven Johnson saved his tail. Just think back to 2 years ago, when UK football had thrown all their chips in with Drew Barker, and after an opening game loss at home to Southern Miss, he gets injured in the second game at Florida and never plays another down again for Kentucky. After that Florida game, all the rumors came out. Stoops was getting a divorce, he was living in a hotel, he had hooked up with a cheerleader or an administrator or something, and his wife was mad at him, and everybody was mad that he had a $12 million buyout clause. Enter Steven Johnson, a new, more conservative SEC-style offense, and all of a sudden you start winning games, especially against SEC Eastern Division teams that were as down as they had been in years, like South Carolina. Mark Stoops should thank his lucky stars for Steven Johnson, because that kid is the only reason that he still has a job in Lexington today.
They're off.
Oh, UK basketball. Nothing says August like seeing John Calipari put a team out on the court. They're going to the Bahamas, and they're playing four games starting Wednesday night. They'll be playing Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. By the way, these games will be on the radio for some reason. Why in God's name would you put these games on the radio or television? Because crazy people here in Lexington will watch them. All four of these games are going to be on the SEC Network, too. You know why? Because they know crazy people in Kentucky are going to watch these and tape them and watch them 10 times. How do you like that, though, if you're working with UK media or something? Hey, they're going to the Bahamas. Let's put these games on the radio. Maybe we can get a free trip out of it. Hey, whatever works. UK and Duke are the favorites right now in Las Vegas to win the national championship next year. Tied for third is Kansas and Gonzaga. Are we going to learn anything from these games? Probably not. I know I won't be watching them. Why? I can't bet on them. So what does it matter to me? But I know most of you will, and God bless you for it.
They're off.
Reds lose Sunday to the Nationals 2-1 in a game that could also be used as a sleeping pill if you needed a good nap on a Sunday afternoon. Reds traveling to New York to play the Mets tonight, and the Mets are going to play a Matt Harvey tribute video before the game tonight, just to thank Matt Harvey for all the good times he gave New York Mets fans. Really? All the good times? Matt Harvey in 2013, that's 5 years ago. Started the All-Star game, finished fourth in Cy Young voting. But the good times ended there, believe me. In his six seasons in New York, Matt Harvey, 34 wins, 37 losses, 3.66 ERA, and an ERA plus of 104, and an average ERA plus is 100. So he was 4% better than an average pitcher. And you're showing a tribute video for Matt Harvey, who won 34 games for you. That's the state of the Mets, ladies and gentlemen. That would kind of be like the Reds showing a tribute video to Mike Leake if he came back to town to pitch. But then again, Mike Leake won more games for the Reds than Matt Harvey did for the Mets. Overpaid whipping boy Homer Bailey on the mound for the Reds tonight against Noah Syndergaard. Mets a minus 165. Only family and gamblers will be watching this one. Even at minus 165, you've got to think the Mets are still a value play. Stay tuned at the end of the show for the return of our Mac Daddy Stogie baseball pick, a proven moneymaker over the years.
You gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet? Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class. This is U.S. history. See the globe right there?
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Yeah, I know that, dude.
Football 400.
I can tell you guys are big football fans.
Yeah.
Do you think we should go to commercial? Let's look at the $1,000 clue, just for the fun of it. If you guys ring in and get this one, I will die.
Today's College of Gambling Knowledge takes us back to the Mark Stoops era here in Kentucky. On this show, we focus on investing in sports. Sports gambling is now legalized in America. It'll be here in Kentucky before you know it. So we talk about gambling. We live in the real world. We know you could put a few dollars on a game if you want to. That's just the way of the world right now. So today's lesson in our College of Gambling Knowledge, who has been the worst team in the SEC since Mark Stoops took over in 2013. And we don't care about wins and losses straight up. We care about against the spread, living up to expectations, because that's what life is about, expectations. I go back to the year 2008 when the University of Georgia, and I was living in Atlanta at the time, when UGA had Matthew Stafford at quarterback, AJ Green at receiver, no Sean Marino at running back. And the expectations were through the roof. And they were ranked preseason number one. They went 9-3 that year. They wanted the coach gone. The athletic director was gone. And they kind of told Matthew Stafford, hey, buddy, it's okay if you go pro. Just go ahead. We won't stop you. We won't even try to convince you to stay. And everybody was down on a 9-3 team. Yet here in Kentucky, they finished 7-5 and made a bowl. And I think they had a parade downtown for them. Expectations. 7-5 in a bowl. One team has a parade. 9-3, another team is pissed off. Life's about expectations. Nevertheless, since the 2013 season, Mark Stoops' first season at the University of Kentucky, if you've bet against Mark Stoops every single game since he's been the coach at Kentucky, you've made a 16.6% return on your investment, as Kentucky has a 24-36 record against the spread, including 3-9 last year. So if you've bet against Mark Stoops every single game, you're doing very well. 16.6% ROI? Yeah. Any financial advisor in the world would take that. And among all the SEC teams, Kentucky is the worst team against the spread since 2013 when Mark Stoops took over. Texas A&M, a close second at 25-35, but still not as bad as Kentucky. So congratulations, those of you fading Mark Stoops. You've made quite a few dollars going against him. By the way, the best team to bet on in the SEC since Mark Stoops took over in 2013? Anybody got a guess? Mississippi State, 33-27, which doesn't seem like much, but you're still making a 12.9% if you're betting on Mississippi State every game in the last 5 years. So congratulations to Coach Stoops and the UK football team. The last 5 years, if you're going against them or fading them, as we like to say in the industry, you've done quite well for yourself. And according to that 5.5 win total this year out in Las Vegas, it doesn't look like it's going to get a whole lot better this coming season either.
It's time for the lightning round!
The lightning round! 30 seconds, all the questions you can answer.
I want to bet?
I'm so confused as to what we've been doing so far.
It's the lightning round. Quick hitting stories that caught our eye from over the weekend. Urban Meyer is a liar. You're kidding me. A football coach lies? Now they have a date. It's going to be a 14-day examination or investigation. Then on August 19th, we'll have a decision. Yeah, he's gone. By the way, the star of all this, Brett McMurphy, the guy who busted this story, he's all over Twitter. He's got all the proof. And if you strike back against him and call him a liar, he comes back hard. So Brett McMurphy, not a guy you want to mess around with. Believe me, he's got the goods. And Urban Meyer, if he keeps this job, he's done a great con job, because we all know he's a big fat liar. More college football. Jalen Hurts, the former quarterback now at Alabama, he might as well leave now, because he came out over the weekend saying that he's not going to shut up anymore, and he's not going to keep quiet, and I deserve to start, and blah, 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 blah. Even his mother came out and said that he's been controlled by Nick Saban. Dude, just transfer now. What are you waiting on? It's obvious that Tua kid, I can't even pronounce his last name, so everybody calls him Tua. It's obvious he's the quarterback. Just leave now. There's 100 other Division I schools that would love to have you, and I guarantee you Kentucky would be one of them, but he'd be wasting his time. More college football. Vanderbilt is always going to be Vanderbilt. Why? Story came out over the weekend that the administration there in Nashville is undercutting efforts by athletic fundraisers to raise money for a new stadium. And because they don't want any changes. Although the school already has a $4.1 billion endowment, they make all that SEC football money, which is crazy. Why do you think Kentucky never left the SEC? A, because they could always win in basketball, and B, because the football brought in so much money. And they have the highest tuition in the SEC. And you can't build a new stadium? Yeah, this is why Vandy will always be Vandy, especially in football. By the way, when are you going to change that basketball arena where you have the benches on the end zones of the courts? That's messed up. Typical Vandy. Boston swept the Yankees in Major League Baseball over the weekend. And of course, now everybody says, the Boston Red Sox might be the best team ever. Didn't we hear this last year? Sports Illustrated had the Los Angeles Dodgers on their cover saying, this is the best team ever. Do we have a best team ever like every year or so? The Dodgers didn't even win the World Series last year. They weren't the best team ever. Just another example of recency bias. Look it up, kids. Boston may be the best team ever, but I'd bet against them to win the World Series this year. Heck, I'd be on Cleveland to win the American League. Get a much better price out in the desert, if you know what I mean. Oh, Peyton Manning at it again. He adopted a puppy at a Mississippi County Fair over the weekend. Oh, isn't that great? You ever notice that all these stories come out and there just happens to be media members there who are monitoring all this and can write about it and can tell you about it? You ever notice that? There's never been a more calculated media family ever than the Manning family. It's amazing, and everybody falls for it. Look, Peyton Manning's not a good guy. Not nearly the great guy everybody thinks he is. So if you want to sit there and say he's the greatest thing ever, that's fine. Keep in mind, I'll never understand why people around here love Peyton Manning so much. He played at Tennessee! By the way, he did so much HGH back in the day, and threw his own wife under the bus. Not to mention that sexual misconduct at Tennessee, and his association with Mr. Papa John himself. Yeah, that's just tip of the iceberg, people. This guy's a fraud, but I'll give him credit. He's got everybody fooled. Junior Bridgman is a former basketball player at the University of Louisville. In 2016, he was the fourth highest paid former professional athlete in America, behind Michael Jordan, the soccer player Beckham, and the now late Arnold Palmer. So now what is Junior Bridgman going after? He's looking to purchase Sports Illustrated, which is up for sale. Yes, Sports Illustrated. A magazine. Ask yourself this question. When's the last time you honestly went out and bought a magazine? Yeah, it's been many years for me too. Why do you want to buy Sports Illustrated? Apparently the price is $125 million and going up. What do you have if you buy Sports Illustrated? Something that was great 30 years ago? Something that was great 50 years ago? Then again, Junior Bridgman did play at Louisville in the 70s, so maybe both Bridgman and Sports Illustrated is living in the past. But seriously, he's a smarter man than I am, because he is a very highly paid man, but this can't be the best way to spend your money. Nobody looks at magazines anymore. Good luck, Junior Bridgman. You're gonna need it.
Greed is good.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
And now with his picks for today's games, the man who's right 52% of the time, smooth, Jimmy Apollo.
Well, I don't know. Denver.
Woohoo! Denver, yeah!
Winning's one of those rare commodities on Earth that money cannot buy. Until you called me.
All right, Mac Daddy Stogie time. We are back in the saddle again after a long hiatus, and we go to Arlington, Texas. The Seattle Mariners, currently a wild card team, 64-48, against the lowly Texas Rangers, 49-64. Only an idiot would take the Texas Rangers tonight. Wade LeBlanc pitching for the Mariners, 6-2, 3.95. Martin Perez for the Rangers, 2-4, 6.50. How in God's name are you going against the Mariners tonight? The Mariners, ladies and gentlemen, are a fraud. They have a closer who's closed 40 games this year. They have an unbelievable one-run win record this year. And their run differential for a team 16 games over 500 is minus 19. And the fraudness, if that's a word, is starting to expose itself. The Mariners 3-7 in their last 10. LeBlanc himself, the pitcher tonight, 7 earned runs in his last game against Houston. While the Rangers, 7-3 in their last 10, and Martin Perez, tonight's pitcher, has given up 1 run in his last 2 starts, 1 run in 3 of his last 4 starts, and actually beat Seattle on April 22nd. Am I getting the better team tonight? Meh, Seattle's probably better, but it's not nearly as much as you think it is. And Texas is the hotter team, the much more unpopular team. Give me Texas getting some value tonight, plus 120. Give us Texas plus 120 at home against the Mariners. Your Mac Daddy Stogie of the night, as we love to take those unpopular hot teams. And you can take that bad boy to the desert and smoke it.
Who do you think you are? I am!
And that does it for the return edition of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bottom Line Lex. And make sure to subscribe to our podcast. Hopefully, we'll be having several a week now. And we'll be having guests coming up in the near future. Guests that you might read in newspapers every day around here. That can only mean one thing. Lots of chaos and anarchy. And we look forward to that. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. And until the next time, may the winners be yours.